The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of March, 2008. It was on this day in 1850, The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne was published. The first printing of 2,500 copies sold out in just 10 days. It was one of the first American books to be mass-produced at a time when most publishers were still binding books by hand and selling them in small batches. Hawthorne's book, The Scarlet Letter, based on a 1694 law enacted in Salem, Massachusetts, which said that a woman convicted of adultery must wear the letter A on her clothing. It's the birthday of the novelist David Liss, born in Englewood, New Jersey, 1966, a man credited with creating a new genre of fiction, the historical financial thriller. His latest novel, The Ethical Assassin, follows an itinerant encyclopedia salesman in Florida, a position that Liss himself once held. It's the birthday of the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, born in Port Conway, Virginia, 1751, sometimes nicknamed the father of the Constitution, although Madison himself dismissed that title. He said the Constitution was the work of many heads and many hands. He was elected president in 1808 and led the United States into the War of 1812, which was very unpopular at the time, especially after the British burned down the Capitol and the White House in 1814. However, a series of victories followed and then a peace treaty in 1815, which convinced Americans that maybe the war had been successful after all, and James Madison was enormously popular in his last 2 years in office. It's the birthday of the novelist Alice Hoffman, born New York City, 1952. She wrote a short story for a magazine whose editor asked if she had written a novel, and she lied and said she had, and then felt guilty and so had to go write one, which became her first novel, Property Of. It came out in 1973. She was just 21 years old. She's published 17 more novels since, including Practical Magic, Here on Earth, and her latest, The Third Angel, which came out this year. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy entitled Tracks. The small birds leave cuneiform messages on the snow. I have been here. I am hungry. I must eat. Where I dropped seeds, they scrape down to pine needles and frozen sand. Sometimes when snow flickers past the windows, muffles trees and bushes, buries the path, the jays come knocking with their beaks on my bedroom window. To them, I am made of seeds. To the cats, I am mother and lover, lap and toy, cook and cleaner. To the coyotes, I am chaser and shouter. To the crows, watcher, protector. To the possums, the foxes, the skunks, a shadow passing, a moment's wind. I was bad, watchful mommy to one man, to another I was forgiving sister, whose hand poured out honey and aloe. To that woman I was a gale, whose lashing waves threatened her foundation, to this one an oak to her flowering vine. I have worn the faces, the masks, of hieroglyphs, gods and demons, bat-faced ghosts, sibyls and thieves, lover, loser, red rose and ragweed. These are the tracks I have left on the white crust of time. A poem entitled Tracks by Marge Piercy from The Crooked Inheritance, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Cicala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.